The Lord be with you. Today we are here for a memorial service for John Bell. I want to welcome everyone. I appreciate the folks from Emmanuel showing it shows our support for Laura and for her family. It's a difficult time for them. It's a difficult time for all of us. Does everyone have a bulletin or a service? I'm sorry? Oh, all right. So we should wait. Okay. Gleeman, are you recording this? Or can you record it? We'll record it for you. Okay. So we'll be following the service bulletin that you should have, and I hope everyone has one. And so we begin. We begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Who created us
in the name of the Son. In the name of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, John was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered his sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us have been baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, just as Christ was raised from the dead, so too we and all believers will be raised from the dead to eternal life." Amen. We sing our opening hymn. It's number 801 in the service manual. And I will give you... We continue with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for your loving kindness shown to John and to all your servants who, having heard your call to follow our Lord Jesus Christ, have finished their life in faith and now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful to death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Our Old Testament reading for today comes from the book of Job, chapter 19. Job speaks, "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in a rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is various verses from Psalm 90. Lord, you've been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood, and they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening it fades and withers. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away. Our epistle reading today comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Holy Gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 5. You'll recognize the verses. And Jesus taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. We'll confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed, which are found inside the back cover of the hymnal. God makes us his people through baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Losing a loved one is never easy. We'd like to keep John with us forever so that we don't have to mourn. But on this side of heaven, that's just not the way life works. The reality of this broken world is that ultimately each of us will pass away. On the one hand, we are happy that John no more has to suffer. We know that today he is able to breathe freely and easily. And yet, on the other hand, we miss him. He's no longer with us, and so that causes us to be sad. In the gospel lesson that I just read, you probably remember the line that said, "Blessed are those who mourn," and so indeed, people who mourn are blessed. But you may not feel blessed today. You don't feel set aside. Someone who is blessed is set aside. You may not feel special. You probably just feel hurt in your heart. So it's understandable that we feel sad and unhappy. But I'm going to make a suggestion that may surprise you, so bear with me on this. While we are sad, while we are not happy, we can still be joyful. Now that may sound a little bit strange at this point, so let me amplify that just a little bit. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is something that we experience from the external, from the outside of us. If you win the lottery, that makes you happy. The birth of a child or grandchild might make you happy. Joy, on the other hand, comes from within, inside of us. Let me give you an example. This is a sad day for me, just like it is for you. But being here and helping you to bring some closure to John's life gives me joy. It gives me a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling, if you will, inside. And you can have that same feeling too, and I'd like to explain to you why. So you say, why should I be joyful? I've just lost John. He's no longer with me. The joy that we have today is knowing that all souls of all believers go to heaven. This morning in the men's group, we were talking about the body and the soul and the separation and what does the soul look like, and we don't know. God knows. God created us. And so God has taken John's soul and put it in heaven. Like the rest of us, John was not perfect. In fact, along with the psalmist, he would probably say, "Lord, remember not the sins of my youth." And John and I might add to that, "Lord, remember not the sins of my middle age or my old age as well." In Romans chapter 3, Paul says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." So why should you be joyful today? You can be joyful because John was baptized. Through the water and the word at his baptism, and by the Holy Spirit, he was made a child of God. As we heard a little while ago, I read these words. In his baptism, John was clothed with the righteousness of God. John was a good guy. He installed our security system here in this building. But that didn't make him right with God. He did not come into heaven because of doing that or any other good work. None of us get to heaven by doing good works. John was made right with God by his faith in Christ Jesus. And so it is with all of us. We're made right not by what we do, but what Christ did on the cross. No matter how many good works you might do in this world, that does not get you to heaven. Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City and a great philanthropist who contributed millions of dollars to lots of great causes, said this to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes. He said, "We've probably saved millions of lives and certainly saved tens of millions of lives going forward. There aren't many people that have done that. So, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm not sure I'm going to stand for an interview. I'm going right in." I can only hope that he was joking, because his millions will not get him to heaven. It is only through faith in Christ Jesus that we get to heaven. I visited with John several times in the past 2 months because he couldn't swallow. I was not able to offer him communion. So instead, I anointed him with oil and I followed the rite of confession and absolution. And that rite of confession asks several questions first. And so I would ask John, "Do you confess that you have sinned in thought, word, and deed? And do you confess that you deserve eternal punishment?" And then the next question was, "John, do you believe that Christ died for your sins on the cross?" And to each of those questions, he nodded yes. So do we mourn John's death today? Certainly without question. Are we happy? Probably not. But we can be comforted by the words from Romans chapter 7 because they speak to us today here at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Albany, Oregon. Paul writes, "For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." So while God is wiping the tears from our eyes, we can be joyful. We can be joyful because we know that John and everyone who believes in Christ as their Savior can have that confident hope of eternal life with God in heaven. Amen. Now may the peace of God that comes through the hope of eternal life for all believers keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. After each petition, I will say, "Lord, in your mercy, your response will be, hear our prayer." And so we pray. O God, creator of life, we thank you for the earthly life of John Bell. We give you thanks for his baptism and his faith in you. We especially thank you for the death and resurrection of your son that assures us and John now rests in heaven with you. Lord, in your mercy. Eternal God and Father, graciously look upon this family who grieves at the death of their husband and father and brother. Remind them that all things work together for the good of those who love you. Help us to recall with thanksgiving the many mercies shown to John, especially that you adopted him as your child in holy baptism and kept him in the true faith and the glories of heaven. Comfort them with your everlasting gospel. Lead us by your Holy Spirit until you take us all and all your saints to that joyous, blessed reunion in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we all suffer the loss from John in our midst. Apply to our wounded hearts the salve of your precious promises that we may soon experience its healing power. Help us to mourn as those who have hope, Wipe away the tears from our eyes, that we may be able to see through the mist, beyond this earthly life to the resurrection assured by Jesus' glorious victory over death and the grave. Lord, in your mercy. Taught by our Lord and trusting in his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation by which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We sing the closing hymn, number 744, Amazing Grace, 744. Continue with the responsive benediction on the back page of the service folder. The Lord God Almighty is our Father.
He loves us and tenderly cares for us.
The Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior.
He has redeemed us.
The Lord, the Holy Spirit, is among us. To God, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory today and forever. Now may you all depart in peace, in the firm in the knowledge that your Redeemer lives. May the peace of God be with you all.
Amen.
There are coffee and cookies and so on downstairs in the fellowship hall. We invite you down to enjoy some time together. And I think I will just have the family go out first and set this aside.